The ayahuasca, that there are some people who have used it. I think David Icke told me he's tried it before, and a number of other people as a psychedelic. What does this do to people when they take it?
Well, I mean, it's it can. What does it do to you? It sort of relaxes you, and then it sort of introduces you into a kind of visionary reality. It's a little bit kind of a waking dream vision. I mean, my recent experiences of it was I went down to Brazil and worked with a religion based in the Amazon called the Santo Daime, which weaves together indigenous and Christian elements. And they use it pretty differently than tribal societies do, where you sort of lie in a hammock and the shaman will sing through the night and you'll see visions. Their ceremonies are larger. They're under these kind of bright fluorescent lights, and you all sing together or dance together. And they kind of use it as a way to create astral machinery in a way, or move astral machinery. They the religion was started by a rubber tapper in the 1920s, and he took it with indigenous tribes and began to see the mother of the forest, or the Virgin Mary, and she gave him all these hymns to sing. And the hymns kind of call in these different spiritual presences. So you'll sing this hymn about the mother of the forest, and then you'll begin to perceive this kind of vast astral feminine being kind of twirling over your head, sort of blessing you and being with you during the ceremony. So I found it a very magical and very useful way of taking this medicine.
Some countries are using this on a pretty regular basis, but it is illegal here in the United States, right?
Well, there's some very complicated legal battles now going on. There's two main Brazilian religions, Santo Daime and Unão de Vegetalis. Unão de Vegetalis, the American head is Jeffrey Bronfman, who's one of the heirs to the Seagram's family fortune.
Right.
And he's been bringing the tea in for years, but I guess it was seized a few years ago, and he's been in a long battle, he's actually won throughout the federal court system. And it may go to the Supreme Court. I'm not exactly sure of the status about it at the moment, to have the tea protected as the use of the sacrament in religious practices, much like peyote in the Native American church.
Can it hurt you? I mean, is there a possibility of...
It doesn't seem to have any possibility to hurt you. I mean, they did studies on the Brazilian religions when they were thinking about whether or not to kind of legalize it there, and they found that people in the religion were generally healthier, happier, you know, they didn't beat their wives, they had less psychological problems, so they gave it the green light.
Interesting. Indeed. You grind it from the plant?
Actually, when I was down in the Amazon, part of our sort of initiation process was we learned how to make it, which was really, really fun. It's two components. There's the leaves of a plant, Psychotria viridis, and this thick jungle vine, Banisteriopsis capi. And the leaves represent the feminine aspect, and the vine is the masculine aspect. And when you are working on the medicine, you sing and you also drink some of the ayahuasca. So you get into this highly attuned state where you really feel like the plant is actually teaching you how it wants to be worked with.
What's it taste like, Dave?
I got to like the taste. At first it seemed awful to me, and also it often makes people throw up when the first times they take it. But in the end, you know, it always made me shudder a little bit. It's a little bitter. You know, it's definitely jungle, you know, stuff brewed together. It's really not so bad.
How quickly does it affect you?
You know, the one cup probably lasts like 3 or 4 hours. When you do these Daime cups, I guess it comes on in about an hour, they continue through the night. You may drink like 3 or 4 cups in a night. And they're also pretty much expert on dosages and some ceremonies. Like as we went deeper into the Amazon, the medicine got stronger and stronger.
Can you function, or do you have to just... lie down, you know, after you've taken this?
Well, you actually completely can function. I mean, some of these ceremonies that they do, people stand up and dance for 12 or 13 hours.
I mean, would you recommend you get in a car and drive around?
I definitely would not recommend driving around in a car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in terms of the ability to travel, let's say astrally, for example, after you've taken this, does it kind of release the consciousness a little bit better than someone who might not be using this?
Yeah, definitely. It loosens your consciousness like a loose tooth or something. Definitely. I mean, you are definitely given access to other realms. That's why it's, you know, it can, you know, it's really nice to do it in a ceremony where somebody has proper intention and is kind of sort of trying to bring the energy upwards and keep it centered. It's an incredible tool, and I definitely hope that Bronson wins his case and that it becomes possible to do it here. I think it could be a very powerful medicine for kind of healing the sick Western condition.
Well, what other psychedelics are out there?
There's a huge number. I mean, as I wrote about in Breaking Open the Head, there's Sasha Shulgin, who is a scientist who spent like 30 or 40 years creating new psychedelic compounds and compiling them in these huge books. A lot of them are not even illegal. They're just sort of unknown. There's obviously LSD, the mushrooms, peyote, San Pedro, morning glory seeds. I mean, it's pretty astonishing how large a profusion of the botanical world wants to work with us in this way.